Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. That's right, we got video right there on the homepage. And you can subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the poll question. We have a different one every week. Want to know what you think. And as you know, I come back. In addition to being able to see how the poll is going, when you click your answer, I report on every poll the next week. So hang on for that. Check it out. And also check out Jeff Sabar's website, chiefhomeofficer.com. You can find all the things he does there. Jeff's with us and has been now for over 13 years. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about social media. We're talking about social media, using social media to your advantage as a business owner. And Jeff, one of the things that I want to point out, we were talking about Facebook earlier. Kathy Perry, our social media expert at Brain Trust, that's all she does, is reported earlier this week about how Facebook is changing the way their pages look and how you navigate, how you use their pages. So whatever you've been used to about how you use Facebook for business, for your fan page, etc., that's going to change April 1.
Yeah, they're going to a timeline look, which is going to completely change the way you're... the look of the timeline is kind of cool. A lot of people
explain what you mean by timeline.
Well, timeline takes what you do, and I'm just getting into it now, because until like March 31 or April 1, you can voluntarily change early and sort of get used to it. And for marketers, for example, it's important that you know these things. Right. You know, if you have a fan page, it's important that you launch, for example, timeline
Especially if you got a retailer, you're a retailer and you're trying to let people know about things, you're a restaurant, you want to let them know what's on the menu today, you could lose some business if you're not up to date on this.
If you're not up to date and you want people to get accustomed to it, and, you know, people can be stressed out enough, and people have been, and there's been a lot of backlash, but, you know, Facebook, for better or worse, is holding its ground and implementing this across the board. Essentially what it does, it changes the basic look of the Facebook layout, so that you have a big graphic across the top that you can choose, you know, family photo or something like that, or a logo from your business, or an exterior shot, depending on what it is you're having for Facebook.
Right.
And then it gives a little picture, your little profile picture as well, if it's your personal page. But then it divides your page in two, with a line kind of down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it sets everything up in a chronological timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And so starting from, you know, most recent, and then going back, and it throws in, you know, dates, 2011, 2010, 2009, whatever, as far back as it goes. And it's just a funky new layout and
look.
Is it
really taking their design and making it more to their advantage now that they're in the process of going public? It seems to me that it's really creating more opportunity for them. It's going to, Kathy thinks it's going to cause businesses to need to buy more Facebook ads in order to be successful with this thing, which, I mean, it's their platform. The point I want to make, Jeff, it's their platform. They get to do whatever they want to with it. You get it for free, so they get to, if they're going to give it to you, they get to give it to you the way they want to give it to you. But this is why if you remember, Jeff, about 3 years ago, I warned small business owners, and I said, guys, when it's free, arrange these platforms however they want. And don't put all of your community building eggs in the Facebook basket, in the Twitter basket. Don't put all of your eggs in those baskets. Make sure that you're building your own parallel system, so to speak, your own platforms, whether it be email or texting or whatever it may be. Build your own customer community platforms in case you decide to you don't like the way they do it. You can move over and stick with yours 100%.
Right, and that's absolutely true. I mean, people use...
It's happening right... But this is happening. It's coming to pass right now, isn't it?
This is an example, and this is a major example, where they have, what, 500 million, 700 million users worldwide. You know, how many of those are businesses, and how many of those are businesses... Now, you don't have... You would have to be pretty, you know, you'd have to scour the market pretty well to find something, even a paid model that does anything close to what Facebook
right.
does. So, you know, you're kind of, you're stuck if you want something like that. But yeah, for email, for a website, a lot of people go to, you know, for example, like a GoDaddy or something like that for a free website because that's where they host their domain.
But see, you could find people, Jeff, on Facebook. You could get to know them, friend them on Facebook, so to speak. But at the same time, if they're customers, follow them a little bit more and get permission to
right.
get their email and build your own parallel universe, so to speak, of customer communities so that if Facebook collapsed tomorrow, and folks, it's already done that. I mean, it's already collapsed before under its own weight. It's already had security breaches. Who knows what could happen? You're not out of business.
Right. It's important, you know, even if they go down, you know, companies get so frustrated and so concerned that their website goes down for a morning, for an afternoon, for a
yeah.
day, for a week. You know, what if Facebook or any service was your primary means of contact and something happened to it?
Yeah.
I think the main point is to, if you can cultivate and harvest deeper and more enriched contacts through something like Facebook, and as you're saying, create a parallel universe going on where you can contact these people, which you should be anyway,
mm-hmm.
through alternate means, that also means that if something happens to one channel, channels remain
open. You just push the button over on the other channel. Don't just be careful, folks. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always great to be with you.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, folks. Check Jeff out right there. He'll be back another day. I will be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.